Brace yourself, Tri-Cities. A winter storm watch has been issued for the region as Environment Canada has strong winds, freezing rain and potentially up to 20 centimeters of heavy snow in the forecast for Thursday, December 22, and through until Christmas Eve, December 24. Meteorologists are predicting a significant storm for Coquitlam, and Port Moody that could limit visibility on local roads. A Pacific frontal system combined with the cold Arctic air mass over BC will bring another round of snow to the south coast starting Thursday night, reads Environment Canada's alert posted after 4 p.m. today, December 21. As freezing level rises, the snow will then change to rain late Friday over Vancouver Island, and Friday night or Saturday morning over the mainland. Freezing rain is possible during the transition. Winter storm watches are issued when multiple types of severe winter weather are expected to occur together. While the storm is currently heading in the Tri-Cities directions, Environment Canada says there is an uncertainty about the timing of the changeover between snow and rain, as well as precipitation amounts. Early predictions have the switch set for early Friday morning, December 23, the national agency said. Local residents that need to travel are encouraged to do so with extreme caution as conditions could change in an instant during the winter storm. As well, the alert is expected to lead to significant impact during rush hour through the region. Meanwhile, an Arctic outflow warning is still in effect for the Tri-Cities. During the winter storm, temperatures are expected to drop as low as minus 25 C between today and tomorrow. Crews move on to ice control. Meanwhile, crews across Tri-Cities municipalities are out widening lanes and spot cleaning the main routes, and moving on to priority 2 and 3 roads that may have been missed in the last couple of days. Officials have stated many neighborhood roads will not bear pavement, and that motorists should expect compact snow and winter driving conditions, as the focus also shifts to ice control. Sidewalks and trails are also top of mind as park staff are set to begin clearing, salting and sanding priority 1 routes in that department.